Because there's a prayer week in the next few days on Thy Kingdom Come, Simone has the she's the imaginative one. Simone is my wife. She's the imaginative one, and I'm the one who tries to put it into practice. But both vision days are things she's talked to me about. So I will hand over to her.
Well, the first bit's about belonging, but what the, okay, well, the SSBC is. Can we have the first slide, please, Simon? A little go.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely. So, do you want me to talk about this, or do you want to?
I can't remember what we agreed now.
It's all right. Okay. So, many years ago, SBC was formed by some beautiful people, Eric and Jackie, and Phil and Barbara, and many other people. Before me and John, well, definitely before I was here, John was there near the beginning, I was not. And we had a bit of a mission statement, which lovely Phil made up, which we thought was fantastic. It's all about bees. So, that we wanted to bless people through service and to show them God's love. We wanted to help people belong to the church community. We wanted to help people to believe in Jesus and to become more like Jesus. It's a bit of a circle. You're blessed, you hopefully learn to belong, you come to believe, and you become more like Jesus, and then you're blessed. And you just go round and round. Sounds fantastic. Next slide, please, sir. So, how do we do this? So, as part of our last vision day, we wanted to think about how we can bless the people of Lee and each other, how we can make everyone feel welcome and help them to feel like they belong to us, how we can help people to come to believe in Jesus, and how we can become more like Jesus. So, last year, we had our first of the year, which will now spring forth as our next slide. And it was 1 Peter 2, verse 4 to 5. As you come to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Next slide, please, sir. And we related that to how we can build on a sure foundation, how we can help each other become closer to Jesus by believing and becoming, how God wanted to cement us together as a house, as a church, and how we can help each other belong, and how we can make a bigger house with more people in it by blessing and helping people to believe. And that was last year's theme, and that was all the vision day that we did. And I just want to show that we did do a lot of the things that came from that vision day. Everybody contributed and gave their ideas about how we might be able to do this. So next slide, please, sir. So in terms of helping each other become closer to Jesus, we shared some daily reading notes. We had had some testimonies during the service to encourage. Particularly Les gave his beautiful testimony one service, which was fantastic. We've started this new service where we can have some food and fellowship together and bond more as a group. We've got a prayer meeting, we've got life groups, we have communion, we've got worship, we've got our Sunday groups. And my lovely little friends are over there doing their colouring now because I'm not with them. And teaching and messages that challenge and encourage. And these were the first things that came out from last year. And we've done most of those things. The only thing we haven't done is a Christianity Explorer Alpha course. Bad people. We're doing our best. We can't do everything, but we've done our best. Next slide, please, sir. Right. How did we try to cement each other? So we've had lots of social events. Jackie, who's the mum of SBC, has been organising many things. And lovely Ross, whose birthday is today and he's not here, has been doing curry nights. Hey! What more do you ask for? We have been doing support, we've been sharing our lives, we're meeting up during the week in the cafe in Railway Road. There's also things going on at Christchurch Pennington, like Biscuit Base, that lots of our people go along. We have a weekly walk on a Tuesday that people are very welcome to come along to, so that we can build community, really, and know that everybody's loved and cared for. So we've done most of those things. The only thing we haven't done yet, there's only one, but John's on it, and if he hadn't had all the horrible things happen this year that we've had, we'd be having another midweek daytime Bible study, and that's one of the things that we're going to continue to strive to do this year, isn't it, darling? God willing. Next slide. And then how can we make a bigger house? We've been having lots of social events, particularly the curry nights and walks, and Jackie's done some lovely trips to... Llandudno we've had, and that play that we went to last year. So lots of things we've been able to invite people to. We've also been praying for our community, and I also did a leaflet drop round the sports village as well last year. So we've done most of those things. And of course, we can't do everything because we're only a small group of people. But what we have been trying to do is to bring God's kingdom on earth by blessing and belonging and believing and becoming. And that's what we want to do this year. So this year, our verse of the year is Matthew 6, 9 to 13. So it's the Lord's Prayer, essentially. So I'm going to read this out, and then John's going to come and speak to us a little bit about what this means. So pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we've forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Right, so I'll read this passage. We all know it. We all know it. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's God's word. We know that as the Lord's Prayer. We call it the Lord's Prayer because the Lord taught it to us. And the question arises, and sometimes I think we miss it. Why did Jesus give us the Lord's Prayer? And the answer that's so obvious that we often miss it is, he gave us the Lord's Prayer to teach us how to pray. I hear that so often from Christians. I don't know how to pray for this situation. Or usually it's when something's going on in somebody's life and they say, I need to know what's going on because I need to know how to pray for the situation. It's like, no, you don't. You're just being nosy. I always say to them, well, have you prayed the Lord's Prayer for it? So you've got this situation. Father, I give you this situation. May your name be hallowed in this situation. May your kingdom come in this situation. May your will be done in this situation. In this situation, give the people the things they need. Forgive the sins that people might have committed. And may people be delivered from evil in this situation. Yeah, you might not be able to pray particularly for it, but the Lord Jesus Christ taught us that prayer. And it's the best type of prayer. You know why? Because it's scripture and prayer molded into one. It's God's words given to us from the mouth of the Son of God for us to speak back to him. So when we read or think about or pray the Lord's Prayer, remember how special it is. So what are the points of the Lord's Prayer? Well, we're coming to the end of our current series of sermons. And we're going to do something that we did in 2018. Do you remember what we did in 2018? We went through the Lord's Prayer at SVC. So do you know what we're going to do when we come to the end of the current sermon series? We're going to go through the Lord's Prayer again. It's important. The first thing Jesus points us to is God. When we pray, the first thing we have to think about, the first thing we should put our mind on, is that we are with God. And think of all the ways God is described in the Bible. King of kings, Lord of lords, the Holy One, mighty, majestic, powerful. Jesus says, Father. Yes, God is all those things, but Jesus points us to Father. Father. That's the intimacy that the good news of Jesus gives us. That to those who believe in him, he gives the right to be called children of God. Children of God. Not just servants, not just creatures, not just pardoned rebels, but children. And as one of my favorite psalms says, as the Father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who revere him or fear him. Well, that's what it means, revere. Show reverence for. And what are Jesus' priority in prayer? Well, if God is the most important being ever, the most important thing to pray is may God's name be honoured. And name in the Bible meant more than what it means to you and me. When someone says, what's your name? It's just a name that's on the birth certificate that your parents decided. It might have meant something lovely to your parents. But in the Bible, name means a name signifies something. Jesus was called Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And when we say God's name, we mean his character, his being, who he is, what he is, and everything he does. May that be kept holy and sacred and honoured. That's what hallowed means. It's a bit of an old English word that we don't really use today. But it's set apart. It's special. So in every situation, hallowed be your name, Lord. Indeed, it's something to think about. One of my favourite Christian writers, even when he hurts me the way he does when he wrote this sentence, he said, how godly you are, test yourself. How important is hallowed be your name in your prayer life? Ooh. God still loves you though. That's the good news of Jesus. It's not as important as it should be in any of our prayer lives. But God loves us. And God wants to make us like Jesus. And remember that he's our Father. So this is a safe space. This is a place where we can be vulnerable and say, yeah, I haven't done that. And then to the part that we come to next, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come and your will be done are two different ways of saying the same thing. Yes, in the Bible, God rules over everything. The Lord, Psalm 103 again says, the Lord has established his throne in the heavens. Your kingdom rules over all. There is not a part of the universe that God doesn't look at and say, mine. And Christ, as we know, if you've read the Gospel of Matthew, he says, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. So Christ is Lord of everything, who is both God and man. But in a special way, the kingdom of God means something else. It means the place where God's rule is done perfectly. Now in this world, God's rule is not carried out perfectly. We sin. We fall short. You only need to watch a few minutes of the news or glance at a news app on your phone. It's heartbreaking. We've turned away from him. But the Lord's Prayer, this is a prayer of what we call mission. This is a missionary prayer. Your kingdom come. This is a prayer that says, things are terrible. May your kingdom come. There's war, there's famine, there's poverty. There's hate, there's bitterness, there's anger. God, we can't go on like this. Your kingdom come, please. Your will be done. Because where the king rules absolutely, his will is law. On earth as it is in heaven. Heaven, God's perfect place, where all things are done to God's will and glory, in that sense. And it's the job of the church, the mission of the church, as I've said, to bring God's kingdom to where we're at. Yes, God's kingdom happens in here. We want, I trust if you're a Christian, you'll want to live to God's glory. You'll want to conform your life to God's will and God's law and be more like Jesus. But what does it mean for Lee? God's kingdom coming and God's will being done inly through prayer and action. That's part of blessing, believing, and belonging and becoming. That's all of these. What do we plan to do? What do we plan to do? Well, a lot of this is in your lovely brown bag. We will pray. Remember, this is a prayer. Because sometimes when we try and balance praying and doing, don't we? Somebody hears a sermon by somebody like me, says, well, be the answer to your own prayer. You want to pray? Feed the hungry? Well, if you don't go and feed them, you know, and then everybody rushes off to a well-intentioned action, and we try and do it in our own strength. But no, both are important. We need to pray because anyone who's in ministry knows you can't last long without prayer. That bloke shaking his head and that bloke and those two blokes over there are nodding your head. Sorry, Les was, they were all nodding their head. I got a knowing look from everybody who's been in ministry. If you don't pray, it might just be a help or I've got nothing. But that's what it is. So we will pray. We will pray, thy kingdom come. Or your kingdom come, if you want to be modern. We'd like you, maybe challenge like we did last year, think of 5 people you'd like to pray for to come to know Jesus. Now I've got 5 people I pray for, they're in my family. But my challenge to myself is think of 5 people that I don't normally pray for by name, that they come to know Jesus, as well as the normal ones I pray for. SVC, we have prayer points for 2025.
It's all right, Dylan, I was going to do this bit.
Okay,
fine.
Apologies.
It's okay, love.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right, Dylan. I'll just hold a bit up.
Okay, love. Right, she'll...
I'll stand here like this.
Yeah, okay. Apologies. Apologies, folks. I'll speak at the end. I'm sorry, darling.
No, sorry, darling.
We've got prayer points that we can pray through. Keep them on your desk. Take a picture and put them on your phone. Do both. Because we'll lose one, won't we? Share them with your Christian friends. And then use them and make them regular parts of your prayer life. If you're struggling to pray, get prayer points to help you. We all struggle to pray. We've slaughtered our attention spans and we don't know what to say. Well, get a Bible open in front of you and get your prayer points and your names, list of names. You'll be blessed. SVC, we have a prayer meeting once a month. We're thinking of new ways of inviting people to come to it. Simone, as I say, she's the creative one. She's got some ideas coming. And action. What do we do as a result of praying and asking God to guide us?
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to have a service at the beginning of June where we're going to be able to have an opportunity to pray and also for people to contribute their thoughts. We thought it's good sometimes to have some time to think and pray before you come to these things. So at that meeting at the beginning of June, we will have opportunities for people to feedback things that they feel that God might have spoken to them about, things that might be on their heart, people that they feel might need our help, that they've got a heart for, and then we can hopefully then think of some actions for the next year so that when we're coming back next year, we can say, we've done all these things, but one. Oh, we've done all these things, not just one. So as a result of this service, we'd like you just to think over the next few weeks about what you feel God is calling SBC to do over this next year to help build God's kingdom in Lee. And just some resources that we've put together in this little bag. There's some things from Thy Kingdom Come or Your Kingdom Come, which is a worldwide prayer thing from Ascension Day, if you're in the old-fashioned church things. Ascension Day is, it marks when Jesus went up into heaven, and Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came, and there's 10 days in between. So there's 10 days of readings and prayers in there. There's also SBC's prayer points. There's a little card in there with little gaps on for you to pray, put five people's names on. Also, if you're very creative, over there on the table, there's some little letters. So what I want you to do, if you're feeling creative, is get the initials of five people you're going to pray for, put them on a little band that you can either tie to your arm or dangle in your car or dangle on your dressing room, whatever, so that it reminds you to pray. Because if you're anything like me, I do actually like praying, but sometimes I forget. So just these little reminders to help us. So we just want to make a real theme of us becoming a real church of prayer this year. And it's spurred us on to do more things to make our world a better place and to bring Jesus' name as a holy thing in our town.